Help. Help is probably the most honest prayer that there is. Help. The prayer help is the unvarnished plea to the Almighty. The prayer help is the focal point of today's New Testament passage. What does Matthew want us to learn? That we heard read, Jesus and Peter walking on the water. Please pray with me. Almighty God, help us to open our minds, to our hearts, to understand in the depths of our souls the power of your love and your merciful salvation. Amen. That's on. There's several versions of this story in our scriptures. John in chapter 6 and Matthew in chapter 14 all tell the same story, except that Matthew adds the component of Peter hopping out of the boat and walking on the water. All three versions report that Jesus came toward them, that they were terrified, and Jesus said, "Who I am." Hold that thought for a moment. I'd like to give a brief. For those of you who wish to understand at a deeper level, the Providence Presbyterian Church Book Discussion Group will be gathering in September to discuss Henri Nouwen. Nouwen was an ordained Roman Catholic priest who taught at Yale Divinity School, Harvard Divinity School, and the American College at Rome. Fiction that love is stronger than fear. And the movement of this book is from fear to love. So consider Henri Nouwen's book and to attend the book discussion group in September. The city temple Baptist church had been bombed twice by Luftwaffe. The airstrikes left the congregation no place to worship except a small hall. There, the pastor Leslie Weatherhead said, "We felt gloriously close to the first century church as London burning all around us." Weatherhead was referring to that tumultuous decade, 60 to 70 AD, a time marked by Nero's reign as Caesar, a strong and capable leader, until 59 AD he killed his mother, a little bit paranoid and cruel person, killing scapegoats for his pleasure or to deflect blame on someone else. It was under Nero that Paul was martyred, that Paul had spawned and helped through their disagreement. It left them feeling like they were orphaned. It was also under and burning on the night of July 18th, 64 AD, usually dark in the city of Rome. All of a sudden, it was a blaze, a rising day, taking life, saying he wanted the land to build a new part of the city. He wanted a good shed, but is why he did that. But to himself, a group of people who could be misunderstood and mistrusted enough that it would be believable, and the answer was the Christians who, after all, refused to declare that Christians were rounded up, accused of treason, tortured, killed, and the tradition is probably reliable that Peter was one of Nero's flaming torturer of the Jerusalem church community feeling. And it was during this who's rebelled against Rome, Caesar responded to the such war in Palestine, which had been taking place for 4 years, crashed the economy, killed, deported. the destruction of Caesar demolished the temple, and the effect was to demonstrate the extent would use that leading role left the Christians feeling they had their hope at that point. It's hard to understand, but where do we turn the rope and the waves are threatening to knock us over and capsize us, and events pretend to drown us. These are the feelings church after Nero, his rampages, and this is why Matthew chose this story for his gospel. He was drawing on the incident which had been so captured that Peter was an impulsive human being, apt to speak before thinking, to leap before looking, was in the right place. He genuinely wanted the priest, but his someone who was worthy led of being loved led him to try almost anything, and when he did that, that is what got him in. After a day, so after Galilee in their boat, and he went. He had faced the crowd, and he needed to focus anew on God's direction for him and God's support for him. Meanwhile, the boat sailing into the headway with these winds hitting over, the wind and the waves were there. The harder it was to keep going, the longer it took, the more tired they became doing tasks, and they were losing energy. No wonder when they saw the apparition of. Here they're doing the best they can, sailing across the sea. But now they were on the verge of being capsized, of losing their life, and the sudden appearance of what they'd be afraid. How like God it is to go about life and to face the challenges and the opportunities and the strength of. And when we, in comes Jesus, instantly. Don't be afraid. Please, Jesus, prove. And was his disciple, and he said, if you really are Jesus, walk toward you. Me to come out of the boat and to walk toward you. It was impossible. He is actually walking on the water to greet Jesus. The wind, and noticed the waves, and looked down what was under his feet, or what wasn't under his feet, and began to sink. He's overreached. He's gone beyond his possibilities. Frightened. And Jesus paved Peter. And did you ever doubt? And Peter was his own worst enemy, and much like us. He could do it. He was walking on water. We focus more on the risks and the dangers. And when that happens, we fall. However, is to withdraw in fear. Giving up before trying. Peter may have faltered, but once realizing that, he cried out to Jesus for help. How different from others who would rather be safe with and end up showing those who would rather, however, taste the risk. Puts out his hand at our limit. God only knows our limits, but Jesus is there with outstretched hand for that help. Situations that our energy, that there are some forces which we cannot withstand by ourselves. All we need is the courage to admit, ask for help, and ready to help. It's an issue of righteousness. And Jesus is there saying, be not afraid. Only take his hand. Now the promise is that challenges in life, that we will weather the storm. Peter did carry on later on. He was critical and these period of the 60s and earlier. This happened because the church knew no place else to plane ran out of strength and hope. His hand was at us. This is the lesson that Matthew, for each of us, the art of life, We are the call on God. The church, he's there for us when we are beyond our ability, our energy. Christ is there for Peter when he and into the time of death. Thank God, which casts out all fears.